We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clint Sterner and Ron the Show Hughley are brought to you by TexasLending.com.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner
and the Show
with the biggest stories of the day.
It's the Big 3 at 3, number 1.
All right, once again, as we're live out here at Texadelphia, and we are very, very apologetic for the audio. We're going to get that fixed and get you going and hearing us the way you normally do here very, very soon. As Clint is heading back to the station, you'll be able to hear him coming up soon as we get this fixed. Once again, apologize. Thank you guys for riding with us as you always do. But still, make your way on out here to Texadelphia. Get on out here. The best cheesesteaks out here, the best drinks out here. It's been a good time while we've been out here. But the first thing that we got to jump into is the Astros. They took an L last night, as we know they were facing these bad teams, and the Red Sox were a team that is in last place in the NL East or in the AL East, and it was looking pitiful. I mean, they were rough as the Astros beat the hell out of them last night or the day before, but then they were unable to get to them again as they lost last night 5-1. They are still 10 games over 500. It was just one of those nights, man. Sometimes you have a night where, hey, man, they're just going to get you, right? And the Astros had one of those nights in 162 games where they only had two hits. They had a leadoff home run, and outside of that, Brantley got another hit. They didn't get a walk. They didn't put runners on base. It was a tough, tough night. Nick Pivetta for the Red Sox threw a complete game on them, nine innings, and pitched maybe one of the best starts of his career. So you can't do anything about that. But I think for me, the big thing that I looked at out of that game was Luis Garcia. And listen, man, it's time to put on your big boy panties. Maybe you don't wear big boy panties. Maybe it's your big boy drawers. Whatever you wear, it's time to put on your big boy underwear, your big boy socks. And like, there's a next step we need to be expecting with Luis Garcia. Last year he was a starter all year. All right, he pitched pretty well. He was there close to being the rookie of the year, even though he had pitched the year before. He's pitched in the playoffs the last two seasons. He pitched in the playoffs last year. He pitched in the World Series. He had some good moments. He had some bad moments. At this point, the next step for Luis Garcia has to be some level of consistency. Like, the worst thing is when you send a starter out there and you're like, hey, man, you know, do you know what we're going to get out of him? Like, Framber Valdez, to me, man, it's all about the first inning. The first couple of batters, you know what you're going to get out of Framber. Okay, you feel good. Then you're like Luis Garcia, from start to start, you're not quite sure what you're going to get. You're not quite sure what he's going to do. You're not quite sure at all. That is the next step that Luis Garcia, in my opinion, needs to take, is at least having some semblance of understanding of what he is going to bring to the table from start to start. Like, no one's asking you to be Justin Verlander. Nobody's asking you to be Lance McCullers, right? Like, even Jose Urquidy, I feel like I got a pretty good idea of what I'm going to get from him night to night. He's probably not going to walk a lot of people, right? If he starts to miss a little bit in the zone, he's probably going to give up hits like he did the other night, 12 hits. But I kind of got an understanding of what I'm going to get for him. Like, I know he's going to get it, probably go at least 4 or 5 innings, maybe more. And if he's feeling special, I know what I'm going to get. Man, Luis Garcia comes to the mound. I don't know what the hell's happening. I don't know. And not just do I not know, then I don't think his teammates know. Like, they go out there, what we got? We got good Luis? Or we got the Black Heart coming out here? I'm not sure. That's to me what was the big point from what I took last night is Luis Garcia, can you take the next step of showing some level of consistency? Can you do that? Do you have that in you? So, listen, there's going to be a game you get your ass kicked, right? And they did. 5-1. You hate that they drop a series against a sorry team and the Red Sox are sorry as hell right now. But it's all right. You're still 10 games over 500 in first place. Now you got the Rangers coming into town. Take care of them. That's what you need to do. But, hey, Nick Pivetta was special last night. Sometimes you got to tip your cap off and say, hey, dude, got you. But, Luis, man, just show us some level of consistency. This up and down stuff is really for the birds.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, and we've talked about this a bit, the big story of the day. Alabama football coach Nick Saban, he came out hard on Jimbo Fisher and said that Texas A&M has brought every player and questioned whether the current NIL model is sustainable. See, this is my issue with Nick. Like, if your problem was, like, the issues with the NIL, the transfer portal, I get that, all right? That I can understand it. Like, it does feel like, as Clint said earlier, the wild, wild west. Like, these are like players, it does feel like we're a little loose. I like the players having some power, but boy, it does feel like there's some way that this could be brought together a little bit better, and that that this system can improve. But if that was your issue, that's it. You just seem like you were a pouty, angry man. An angry old man because this new system didn't allow you to dominate recruiting like you always do. And then lashed out and accused teams for doing things that are legal. Like he said about Jackson State. They put it out there. They offered a kid $1 million. They put it in the papers. They didn't brag. They went and bragged about it. Because it's not illegal, Nick. And if you're going to sit here and make me believe. Like this is. Like Nick. Like, it's straight up, Nick is making us like we're all dumb. Like, we stupid out here. So let me get this straight, Nick. Nick, you're going to expect me to believe that Texas A&M bought all their players. I mean, made it rain like it was in the middle of the strip club. Just bought all their players and finished first in recruiting. You finished second, and you ain't by nobody. All your players just came because it's Alabama. Man, kiss my ass, Nick. I'm not stupid. You're not about to get kids. You're not about to get kids because you put your rings on the table and A&M's paying out the wazoo and Georgia behind you's paying out the wazoo, but you just put rings on the table and now we supposed to believe that Nick Saban, oh, man, that's not what we do. We don't buy players. Nick, come on, man. That don't even make no damn sense. Some kid, you mean a kid could have gotten NIL money from Georgia, but decided, nah, man, I'm going to go to Alabama because Nick put all those rings on the table. Get out of here, Nick. You're doing everything they're doing, and you can't force me to believe it. Nope. I see people on the text line say Alabama recruits itself. Hell yeah, it does. With money that it spends, and it's done it not just this year, it's done it years before. That's why Nick Saban is, to me, completely out of line in so many spaces. First off, you brought this up. Nick, you know the game. You know the game. Y'all, everybody is spending money like this. I'm a fan of the Kansas Jayhawks, as many as you know it. I know Bill Self has been spending money and getting players because Mike Krzyzewski's doing it too. Because Roy Williams was doing it. Hell, Rick Pitino was running a brothel on the campus to try to get kids there. Well, come on now. You know the game, and now you're going to come out here and act like all of those kids you got, all those kids you got over the years just came to Alabama because you put those rings on the table. Get out of here. if a kid is about to get $100,000 from Texas, that kid's not coming to Alabama. Let me tell you that right now. Your rings don't mean nothing to them. So get out of here. You've been doing the same stuff that Clemson's been doing. I don't know if it's legal or not, but all I know is you ain't been doing nothing different than Clemson, than Ohio State, than Florida State, than LSU, than Arkansas, than all of them. You competing. Get out of here, Nick, man. You must think we all out here stupid.
They bought all their players and finished first. We finished second in recruiting, and we didn't buy nobody.
Come on, Nick.
It does piss me off.
Big 3 at 3. Number 3.
All right, this hurts my heart as the PGA Championship is on and running. And before the tournament, Tiger Woods said he felt better. He said he felt better about things. He said he was in a good place. His body felt a lot better, and he was his leg felt stronger than it did at the Masters. And I remember in the Masters, he kind of gave some folks some hope there early. Like you're thinking, all right, here he goes. He's clearly, you could tell by the first round, he was going to make the cut. And he was going to be good. PGA, not so much. He finished today and shot a 74, 4 over. When you look at this, this feels like he may not make the cut, in my opinion here. He may not be there Saturday and Sunday. He was playing in a group with Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth, and Rory is leading the tournament right now at 5-under. And he set that in day one, 5-under. You'd wonder, like, Tiger's got to really make a run to just make the cut to be there for the weekend. And, man, just watching him, and this is always the concern when he's on, you know, 15, 16, 17. You watched him. You could see he had a little limp in his step. You see, like that's going to be the hard part, man. He can start off really, really well the first 8-9 holes, but then when you're on your feet, you're walking, it's hot as hell out there. Like that's going to affect his leg, and that's the problem. And you could see, like, by the end of it, his leg is not nearly as strong. And that's day one. What's it going to be like day two, day three, day four? And that's what we saw at the Masters, him start to slide a little bit. But Rory McIlroy, this will be big for him. He set the pace at 5-under. There as well, and many people. I know we talked to Bob Herrick, and he thought that Jordan Spieth would have a chance. He picked Jordan actually as the guy he believed would be his choice to win the tournament. He's back there struggling right there with Tiger. They were both in fear of not making the cut as well coming up. So the PGA, you better hang on your hats tomorrow. If you are a fan of seeing Tiger Woods to try to be there for the weekend, it looks like right now, with the lead being 5-under and him at 4-over, he's going to have to make a hell of a run to get there moving forward. So enjoy the PGA while it is. We'll see the numbers and how they move if Tiger is not there over the weekend. Get on out here still. You're in your cars. You're looking for a good little meal, good drink. Come on out to Texadelphia. As the food is great. Listen, if you're looking for a cheesesteak, man, this is one of the best places, if not the best place in the city, to get one. They've got different versions of them, and I promise you will not be disappointed. All right, coming up, the Rockets. They're making some noise. Had a pretty good week getting the third pick in the draft, but there's some thoughts here with what they could do with that. There's some thoughts here with what they could do with that. And Raphael Stone made some comments that made you wonder if they may do something that I don't know if fans want to get down with. We'll discuss that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Welcome back in as we are live. Clint will be on momentarily, but we're here out here live at Texadelphia. I-10, better not say interstate for somebody to come out. I mean, this dude came up to me, Chris, like, hey, man, it's I-10. It ain't interstate. I mean, hold on, man. What the hell does I stand for? I know he's listening to right now, and I'm talking right to you. I hope you're listening. Honk your horn right now. Well, actually, don't do that. Don't scare nobody. But I know he's listening. What does I stand for? Interstate. Get up out of here, man. Get in here, man. Just trying to come in here. No, it's I-10. Okay. I-10 off of Bunker Hill. So come on out here and enjoy yourself. Anytime, man. TV's everywhere. The food is great, as we've said before, man. And it is a great spot. But I'm going to tell you what. A lot is going on today with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, and we'll get to it. But the Rockets did have a big day the other day. They got the number three pick in the draft, and I think this is something that is my thought to anybody. Even if you're just a casual fan, even if you're like right now, I wonder how many people in here have watched a Rockets game all the way through. This year, my man right here just shook me off like I put down a slider and he wanted a fastball. Every single person in Texadelphia has shook me off. They have not watched a Rockets, didn't watch any of the 82 Rockets games all the way through. Maybe clicked on it. I know, Chris, you have. I know, Chris, you're a Rockets, an NBA nut like I am. I know you chimed in a couple of times and watched them. Did you? I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say all 82, but – Definitely saw a good amount of games.
No, but you watch, but you watch some games. You watch start to finish. Right. You're an NBA fan. You're a Rockets fan, and I know there are some hardcore Rockets fans. I can hear Brandon Scott right now. He's probably going to text me right now. Hey, man, I'm there at every game. Yeah, I know. But I think for the bulk of people, like, hey, man, the Rockets got to do something here. They got to start winning, right? And I know there are some people like, you're really excited about the young core. And yeah, you like the young core. And Jalen Green, shout out to him. He made first team all rookie. And Sagoon is somebody who is starting to have a legend. And a lot of people are upset he didn't make it, at least a second team all rookie. And KP, you know, Kevin Porter, he needs to really cut that Akeem from Coming to America thing that he's got off his head. Thank God he let that go. But, I mean, there is some promise to some of these young guys. Josh Christopher could be a really good defender on a good team. But, like, we're to a point where, hey, man, y'all got to start doing some winning. Like, yeah, we could be excited about these young guys, but y'all have had the worst record in the sport the last 2 years in a row. At some point, hey, we gotta see something. At some point, you got to do something, and that's why I'm intrigued by what Rafael Stone said, the GM for the Rockets. And he said, yeah, Chris, we're going to be a better team. Whether we use that pick three or we trade it, we're going to be a better team. And I said, uh-oh, what is he talking about? You don't just accidentally, as a GM, bring in trade, just like Nick Saban didn't accidentally drive the car over Jimbo Fisher. You don't accidentally, when you're talking to media, as the general manager, bring up the word trade if that ain't a thought. Because let's be real, this is a draft where it's a four-player draft that people are really excited about. And yeah, there's some guys that will come up to go get that. And then there are always, Chris, as you know, every year, unhappy stars that are looking to move.
Oh, definitely.
I can think of at least two. Oh, right? I can think of at least three in my head right now that are unhappy.
Phoenix
Joel
Suns.
Embiid, potentially, because of James Harden. DeAndre Ayton, does they fit the category? They won't pay him in Phoenix. And to me, I don't know how Donovan Mitchell keeps looking at Rudy Gobert in Utah and wanting to make this work. And I don't know that Donovan wants to keep living in Salt Lake. All right, I don't know that for sure. I just wonder, does he want to keep living in Salt Lake? It's pretty, but come on now. He seems like a gentleman that does a lot of PlayStation in his house. That's what he seems like he does a lot of. And I'm telling you, here in Houston, all of them can enjoy themselves, weather-wise and everything. This is a beautiful city that you can enjoy yourself. And I just look at those guys, and when he brings up trade, he brought it up. I didn't bring it up. Chris didn't bring it up. Clint didn't bring it up. He brought it up. He said trade. I like the thought. I know there are some people out there who are like, no, keep building young. Keep building young. And I want to check in and hear that right now. 713-572-4610. Text in. Are you someone who's like, hey, I'm willing to listen on a trade for the Rockets to go get a veteran star player as opposed to using this third pick to get one of skinny-ass Chet Holmgren, Auburn's Jabari Smith, Paolo Banchero, or then Jalen Ivey, a lot of people like out of Purdue there. So, which one are you willing to do? Are you willing to see the Rockets go and get a guy? Because I think at some point, man, you could be happy about the young dudes, but y'all can't keep losing 60 games. Like, y'all can't come out here with these 20 and 60 records or whatever that is. That adds up too. Like, I feel like we're at a place where the Rockets need to take a turn to winning, or they're about to lose folks. Like, they're about to lose folks who just are not caring. I know a lot of people complain about James Harden, but, man, he had you in the playoffs 8 straight years. He had you relevant all the time. Like, people are going to roll through. And I see this from the text line, 832, Chris, build through the draft. Build through the draft. Oh, man, are you really? Like, how many fans out here are willing to wait again for another? Hey, they won 24 games this year. Who is ready for the Rockets to start doing something? Right, like we've reached a point where, hey man, Steven Silas is a really young, promising coach. He just lost and was the worst record the last 2 years. Hey man, we really like Jalen Green. He was okay. Do we need to get him a running mate? I don't know. Where are you at on this, Chris? That's as I see some people coming in. Where are you at on this, Chris, in terms of do you want the Rockets to go after a free agent? Are you willing to hear that to trade the number 3 overall pick, or are you one that wants to get one of those players in the draft and say, let's keep building these young guys?
I say let's keep building these young guys. I mean, you got a top 3 pick. Like you said, it's a 4-player draft. So why not take one of these guys and then just build off of that? Not only that, but you also have the 17th pick. So, I mean, you can also maybe get a player like Jalen Duran, excuse me. He from Memphis.
A big
down there.
From Memphis, yeah.
Exactly.
A big, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you what right now. As you said, they got picks 3 and 17, Chris. I trade both of them right now for Ayton. But if you tell me DeAndre Ayton, and I know I got to pay him all of it, I trade 3 and 17 right now for DeAndre Ayton. And I'm going to put DeAndre Ayton, a big, who's ready to go, who is 23 years old, ready to roll already. He's played in the finals. He's battle-tested. He's had to deal with that asshat Chris Paul all over himself that nobody wants to be around. I mean, you talk about adversity. It's just adversity messing with that little big man every day in practice. He's been through it. Like, he's ready to go. I would trade 3-17 right now for 23-year-old DeAndre Ayton and pay him. And I would – you tell me Ayton and Green – that's the start I want to make. I think in the Western Conference, if Jalen Green is who we think he can be, and hell, let me be honest, Brandon Scott, if Jalen Green is who you say he is, would you say he could be a mix of, oh, you think he is the Ja Morant, the Booker type of guy? If he's that, him and Ayton, come on, man. That is a crew that you could see in the playoffs very, very soon in the West. The toughest conference is the East right now. In the West, the play-in, yes. The Spurs got in. The play-in, yes. I can see them in that. Someone texted in 2-1. Ayton just got destroyed on defense last 2 years in the playoffs, though. Get out of here. He's in the playoffs. DeAndre Ayton, 23, I would do it right now. They have got to move to a space where they are winning something. Or they're losing. I'm in a bar, a restaurant bar, and there is not one person in here who watched one single Rocket game from start to finish. Because they're out on them. There's no reason for them. They've got to do something to bring in. You got some young core. You got the number 2 pick in Green. Bam, you're at it. Now, use what you can use. And I'm telling you, man, I'm not sitting here saying Green and DeAndre Ayton is a championship team next year. I think you are starting to put yourself in a playoff-level place, and you can still add. And you got a lot of young cats. Man, I like that. And I think we're just scratching the surface on both Ayton and Green. I'm in for that. They can have Christian Wood, too. I'm in for that. Ayton, Green, like, I'm just saying, you're looking at that. And when the GM brings up the word trade, the number 3 pick, like, he ain't do that on accident. He did that for a reason. Definitely. All right, coming up, we'll jump back in. Yeah, he did that for a reason. We'll jump back into this big story and the thought of what Clint was talking about. It's an interesting thing. The thought of what Clint is talking about is most people see this as a good thing for college football. Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban going at it. He sees it as a bad thing. We'll discuss his thoughts on that coming up next.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
That's right. Y'all get down to Texadelphia. I tell you what, the food is off the charts. The atmosphere is off the charts. Me and my man Rod in the Show, we're playing a little tag here. An audible was called. He will be back with us as soon as he can make his way over to the desk. Back to the desk. He's out there mingling a little bit, folks. If you know what I mean. But we got some juicy news. We got some really, really juicy college football news. Who thought the college football gods would drop us such a beautiful nugget in mid-May? But I'm glad they did, because this is absolutely beautiful. Nick Saban and the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide and Jimbo Fisher absolutely throwing blows in mid-May is absolutely beautiful. Look, I want to catch everybody up on exactly what's going down here. Nick Saban was at an event on stage with a couple of gentlemen, one on each side. And it's your typical college, really, fundraising event, as funny as that may sound. Nick Saban is at a fundraising event, a booster club event, promoting the University of Alabama, promoting, essentially the NIL opportunities, along with many other things, I'm sure. But I know that what headlines most college coaches, booster club meetings, if you will, right now are fundraising opportunities for NIL as it relates to players. And Nick Saban, of course, had the mic, and Nick Saban took the liberty to make a few comments, and he took some jabs at multiple schools. But the big one that's in the news right now is Nick Saban took a direct jab at Jimbo Fisher and the Texas A&M Aggies on their recruiting class, their number one record-setting recruiting class this year. Here's Nick Saban on A&M's recruiting class.
But I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. Yeah. So it's tough.
Nick's out of line. There's no question about it. Nick Saban is out of line in today's game and in the coaching industry in his world to consistently throw blows at other coaches, particularly coaches that are in your conference and in your division. I think it's toeing the line. I think you're walking on thin ice. I think Nick Saban should be above that at this point in time. And now, are there some reasons to have concern and maybe some reasons to address some things in-house at your place at Alabama as well as maybe in the conference and maybe even nationally? Clearly, there's enough smoke around these name, image, likeness situations and how that money is being used in recruiting. Clearly, there's smoke around that from coaches and from the NCAA. They've already agreed to investigate to some degree. So I Nick Saban making a flippant comment at an event like the one he was at, I think is out of line. In fact, I said toe the line. I think it's out of line. I think he stepped over the line. I think he wasn't walking on thin ice. I think he fell through the ice. I think that was a bad idea, and I think he's going to end up regretting what he said directly about Texas A&M. Now, Jimbo Fisher quickly, which is absolutely beautiful. Jimbo Fisher quickly calls a press conference. Don't know if it was scheduled or not, but he damn sure was going to respond to what Nick Saban said. And I want to play for you his initial response to Nick Saban's comments about him buying recruits. Here's Jimbo Fisher.
No players in you're saying that no players in the 22
There's no bylaws of anything we ever promised, done, anything that goes against the laws of the state of Texas. And it's insulting to say a 17-year-old and his family broke laws. No.
I don't know what the 17-year-old and his family breaking laws had to do with anything. It's a very simple question. Jimbo, did you buy recruits or did you not? Ultimately, Jimbo's on record multiple times. Now, skirting around the verbiage that he uses, but he's on record multiple times of saying they did not buy recruits. They did not break any laws, okay? Sorry, any laws. They didn't break any rules and regulations of recruiting as it relates to NIL or anything else. And he even included the state of Texas in there. So Jimbo, at least outwardly and publicly, is pretty convinced that A&M, they played by the rules and they broke no rules in terms in the process of setting of a record-setting recruiting class in all time in college football, okay? Now, I don't personally know what's legal, what's illegal, to be completely honest with you. I don't know that the NCAA didn't write these bylaws, if you will, in terms of name, image, likeness, and how that money can be used or should be used. I don't know that they didn't write those bylaws so loosely that, look, nobody's going to be able to be held accountable, even if they did, quote-unquote, buy a recruit at this point in time. What really sticks out to me in this is what happens next. Coaches bickering back and forth about who paid what recruit. That's just commonplace in 2022. Not always public and not always between two of the biggest coaches in the game, but I think it's commonplace. Here's where I think this went off the rails. Here's where I think the code of silence, if you will, the secret society of coaching, not just college football, but coaching in general. This is where I believe things went off the rails, okay? Here's Jimbo Fisher talking about if Nick Saban calls him, would he pick up the phone?
Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
to... got all the advantages, It's easy.
He started going in on Nick a little bit right there. And when Jimbo talks about being done with Nick, I think what you got to understand here is Nick was a head... They were at LSU together for 4 years. And Nick was a stepping stone And that, I don't mean that negatively. I mean, look, Jimbo did a lot of good things for Nick Saban. There's no doubt about it. But when it's all said and done, they spent some time together at LSU. So they know each other really, really well. He is absolutely done with him. He doesn't want to call. He doesn't want he's not going to pick up the phone. Saban's tried to call. That was the tip of the iceberg here. Okay? Now, here's where Jimbo maybe veers a little bit more off the rails here.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
All right, so now he's talking about slapping. Now he's talking about slapping Saban, okay? We're still kind of in that personal element where, you know, I mean, we can get pretty creative with this. This is fun. This is still building up the, I guess, as if A&M Alabama needed any more build up. That game was already huge as it was. It was going to be absolutely huge as it was. But Jimbo's he's tiptoeing on getting real aggressive here, and I think ultimately getting a little emotional and getting a little bit mental here. Here is Jimbo Fisher, and this is where, for me, this is bad for coaching. Here's Jimbo Fisher speaking in reference to the history that he's had with Nick Saban and maybe the history that every coach has had with Nick Saban.
When coaches say that, come on, man. Especially, never mind. The operation and tactics of certain people who say them, and anybody who coached with him know them, and anybody out there in this business knows it. Amazing. Just go where he's been.
I'm telling you, he goes on to say that anybody, you can ask anybody that's ever coached with Nick Saban about how he's won in recruiting, about what his practices are, and this is where the code of silence for me in the coaching industry was broken. This is where I think it's bad for college football. I think it's bad for the coaching world in general. Jimbo Fisher says, you can ask anybody that's coached. If you don't believe me, you can ask anybody that's coached with Nick Saban about how he's gone about his business. I don't know about everybody else out there, but my experience with coaches is that code of silence, if you will, is obviously referring to talking about things publicly. Okay? There's certain things that you don't talk about publicly if you're talking about a coach that you've coached with, that you're coaching with currently, a coach that you're coaching against right now, or a coach that you've worked for in the past. And that is hiring and firing. That is how you discipline players within your program. It's how you discipline coaches within your program. Now, a lot of times this stuff gets out publicly and the coach has to deal with it, but I'm talking about other coaches that have come through your organization. After they leave, it's just understood you don't talk about these things. Legal, illegal, good, bad, or indifferent, you don't talk about these things publicly. And also on that list is recruiting and recruiting practices and how you recruit. And what the way I took what Jimbo Fisher said was, if anybody doesn't believe me that my man's been cheating, he insinuated strongly that Nick Saban has been cheating for a long time, for an extended period of time, 20 plus years. I don't know, maybe 30 plus years. Chris, I don't know how long Saban been at this thing, 30 plus years. However long I know it's 20 plus because they were at LSU from 2000 on together for 4 or 5 years.
Probably longer than I've been alive.
Young buck back there. But the point is that when you break that code, we've never seen this. We've never seen this in college football. We've never seen one coach, which, by the way, Nick Saban, greatest of all time, and Jimbo Fisher, top five coach in the game right now, huge platform, huge voice, entertaining as hell. We've never seen this caliber of coaches attack each other in this manner. And I think it's bad for college football. I think it's bad for the coaching industry itself, because what's going to happen, I firmly believe this. I firmly believe that there's a chance that the NCAA can take what Jimbo Fisher said, and have no choice but to investigate what's been going on in Alabama. I don't know. Look, I don't know what triggers an investigation these days. I have no idea. Whether we're talking NFL, on the field, off the field, or we're talking about college. I don't know what triggers an investigation. But I'm pretty sure that a top five coach in your game, in your profession, that gets on, calls a press conference and says, y'all might want to dig into my man's past. Y'all might want to ask coaches that he's coached with about how he's been going about business. And now he doesn't like it because the field is level. I don't know any other way to take that. Chris, you tell me. I don't know any other way to take that other than, hey, man, my man's had an advantage because he's been paying players for a long period of time. He's been doing things, quote unquote, illegally for a long period of time. And now that the NCAA is allowing all of us to pay players, now Nick doesn't like it. I don't know any other way to take his comments and what he was strongly insinuating. He did everything but say, Nick's been cheating, and Nick's had an upper hand. He even said everywhere he's been. I don't know any other way to look at those particular comments. And I don't know what the NCAA could ever need more to trigger some kind of investigation other than one of your own saying, y'all might want to check in. Y'all might want to check his closet. Y'all might want to check them skeletons in his closet. So when it's all said and done, what I hope, for college football is Nick's got all of his closets, because he's got a lot of them because he's been doing this for a long time. I hope Nick's got all of his closets cleaned up. Hope there's no bones laying around in the bottom of them closets that anybody ultimately can find. And I hope that if and when the NCAA investigates Texas A&M, which, by the way, that's not an indictment. I'm not saying anybody's guilty of – at A&M is guilty of paying players. I think everybody's paying players, but I'm not taking a shot at A&M for all my Aggies out there. I'm not taking a shot at A&M. I'm simply saying if the NCAA looks up and goes, hey, man, we're going to investigate these NIL situations that are going on around the country, and we're going to see what's been going on, what's legal, what's not, and if anybody's pushed the envelope too far, we're going to hold them accountable. I hate to tell you, but the investigation is starting in College Station, not because you broke the rules, not because you did break the rules or you didn't, or it's illegal or it's legal. No, none of that. Just simply because you won and you had never won to that level before in the history of college football. There's no way around. It's common sense. It makes perfect sense to start there. It makes perfect sense to then head out to USC, where Lincoln Riley's at, and you investigate what the hell's been going on out there. I mean, a bunch of players left Oklahoma and went out there. I don't know if it's legal or illegal, but you can bet they're on the short list of teams that potentially need to be investigated. I mean, look at the Jordan Addison kid, number one receiver in the country last year, leaving Pitt because Kenny Pickett left. You know what? USC was rumored to have bought, he was bought and paid for. Car, I think it was $8 million is what I heard, and not a car, a house in L.A. That's what these cats are going for. The Biletnikoff winner, that's what he's worth on the market if he does hit the transfer portal, by the way, apparently. Okay? But there was a lot of smoke. There was a lot of smoke around it. So I don't know if SC backed off, or I don't know if there wasn't a whole lot of truth to it, but I know if they investigate, they need to get out there and investigate a little bit. And now that he's flirting with Alabama and Texas, there's a good chance that the NCAA is going to look into those two situations. That's all I'm saying. I don't know who's guilty. I don't know who's not guilty. I have no clue. I hope for Jimbo's sake, because that's twice or maybe even three times now that Jimbo Fisher's got done a press conference and said, hey, man, we ain't done a damn thing wrong. We're all on the up and up. I hope for his sake and for all my Aggie fans out there, all my partners, I hope for y'all's sake that he's on the up and up. And, hell, I hope A&M goes out there and kicks ass this year. I really do. College football is better. College football is better when Texas A&M is winning ball games and competing for national championships. One of the most unique places in America, no question about it. Love it or hate it, one of the most unique places in America. Unbelievable facilities, clearly plenty of money. Tyler's not here and you're doing this to me, damn it. I can't even give him a compliment. Plenty of money. I mean, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the country. No question about it. But the truth of the matter is, you won in a way that's going to draw attention. You're going to draw attention from the best coach in America when he's trying to raise money. and when he's talking to his fan base, yeah, you're gonna get comments about it. Absolutely. You know what? I mean, that's part of it. It's part of winning. It's part of winning in a big way. And I think this is ultimately bad for college football. I'm not in the crew. Chris, are you in the crew of this is good for college football? And boy, the attention is great.
Nah, not really. I mean, it's too much back and forth. Like, come on, man.
It's dirty, man. Yeah, it's you know what it is?
It's like
for you young kids. What do y'all use? Like when I was young and somebody was like, this dude's real messy. Like he talks about you stuff that you shouldn't bring out of the house. You shouldn't bring out of, like it's messy.
It's just like they got dirt on each other and they're just trying to, you know, just
one up
each other.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, here's the deal is, I know we got to get out of here, but this is the deal. Jimbo Fisher has now put all the coaches that have coached under with Nick Saban under the microscope. Yep. And if they get approached by media or the NCAA,
they're gonna be asked.
I mean, either Jimbo is fully lying or those guys have to tell all. I mean, it's bad for college football. It's bad for the coaching industry. I hate it. I will say this. I believe that by the time that the season rolls around and by the time that game actually rolls around, I think these two here have hugged. I think they've kissed and made up. There's no way in hell right now that Jimbo Fisher doesn't feel bad about what he said. Now, he may be able to justify what he did. I mean, look, if I'm Jimbo, I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing. But there's no way in that profession, in that brotherhood, in that fraternity, that you feel good about taking the muzzle off. I mean, that code of silence in that coaching world is real, man. And Jimbo took it off. So Nick started it. Nick deserved it. Nick earned it, no question. But Jimbo let that thing rip. He absolutely let that thing rip. All right, Davis Mills, I don't know, a former quarterback, former Texas Longhorn quarterback. He did some rankings of all the quarterbacks in the NFL. I think you'd be surprised where Davis Mills falls. I'll have that and we'll discuss next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.